station went from 50 watts to 100 watts. And that was always kind of an issue, right? How far can we reach? And of course, you want to reach more. And that's before you're, you know, online, right? Which now it doesn't matter if, you know, you have a website and people can listen either to a recorded show or live, right? But back then, it was really important to get the coverage you could. So that's sort of another thing we were worried about. And so we applied and we got it. You know, the more coverage you have, the more communities you could reach.
The whole time I was there, I lived just south of Rockwood on the Guelph line. So, and the transmission tower is on the top of East Residence. And the whole time I was there, it was 50 watts. And you had to have like a really still cloudy night before I could hear it at home. So I could only listen to it in the car while I was driving into Guelph or while I was at friend's house in Guelph. But like my folks could never hear my show. Well, they went to sleep anyways. I think I did the 10 p.m. till midnight show. And then my friend Mark McGinnis came in after me and did the midnight to 2 a.m. show, at which point we would turn the transmitter off. So we weren't even 24 hours back then. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had memorized, and we had to tape the shows of the really, really slow reel to reel. It was like 1 7/8 speed because for CRTC yep. reasons. And I had memorized basically what you needed to do in order to put the station back up, because invariably I would get a call, you know, at 6:50 in the morning. The power is not coming on. Yeah. So yeah, that was fun.